I'm joined by John Billups. He is the development director for Notre Dame Schools. He's also the mayor of the city of Burlington, general manager of Bluff Harbor Marine, Marina, I guess. And he is joining me today. And he is, you know, it has been a strange, if it hasn't been a strange last 5 months, and it just seems to be getting stranger. If you know what I mean, it's like, you know, you would have thought, remember our predictions? We thought, well, okay, things have, once we hit the summer, this thing is going to go away. It's going to subside, and we'll just be, and then we'll just continue to open up, and things will be back to normal by the time we hit school, right?
Yeah. Well, there was also the prediction that we would have the fall rebound. So, you know, at Notre Dame, we've been in school now for 2 weeks. Our kids are wearing masks and or shields, and we had a class in 1980 Notre Dame graduate make a donation to a PPE fund. So we're using that for fresh water bottles for our kids, and that program starts today. So we don't let them, you know, we're disinfecting.
You can't use fountains.
Use fountains, and we're disinfecting hard surfaces constantly. Our janitors are really working their tails off to do everything we can to keep our kids in school.
Plexiglass shields
labs and in art class, and even band and choir. Choirs wearing face masks so the teacher can at least see their mouths move and that they're actually singing and how hard they're singing. And band is working around it, but we've had 2 great weeks of school. We're looking forward to our third. We're going 5 days a week, and our kids were genuinely excited to be back in class, and the teachers were excited to have them there. So
now you're back in class,
but we do,
and you're back in class again. You're
right.
Continuing this week as well, even though all the public schools are they held off.
You know, our leadership team, our board, and specifically our principal Bill Maupin had a plan. They wanted to get back to school early, so we did. We started early. This gave us additional chances to work on our Canvas program, which is our online learning. We have a few kids that are taking online learning at home, taking the Notre Dame curriculum through us, but doing it at home. And our webcams are being set up now so they can see what's going on in classes for those students that need that. But the great thing about being in school these last 2 weeks and heading back again today is everybody's on the same page with the online
learning. You're kind of getting used to what you do.
If we have to go to that. Now, I think every teacher and every administrator at most schools would tell you that in-classroom learning is the most effective, and that's why I'm very proud of how we've approached it.
We've talked about it. My wife is an elementary music teacher, and if you're not, you know, you can't do that. That really doesn't, work online. It can be done, yes, but with great difficulty. It can't be done without a parent being right there to help. And that's elementary and special. In fact, well, that'd be probably true for just about any elementary class.
It hasn't been easy because we've had to really limit our visitors. And normally at Notre Dame, we have parent visitors all the time, you know, student TAs coming in, and you know, just people observing, and a lot of speakers. But we have limited that, and I think that's also why we've been successful so far.
Now you're also smaller schools, so it's easier to spread out and easier to be socially distanced and that sort of thing. So I'm guessing that's part of the whole. You're doing that in each class, is that right?
Yeah, we're social distancing in the classrooms. We're also using a lot of outdoor class. We had a person contribute some materials so we could have outdoor classrooms when it's nice out, and teachers are using that quite a lot. So we're following the guidelines as much as we possibly can. School lunches are handled differently. They're staggered at different times, and they're staggered in different areas, and so it can be done, and admittedly, Notre Dame is a smaller school. But
now, are you doing lunch? Are you doing lunch in an actual lunchroom?
Yep.
We're
doing lunch in a lunchroom. We stagger the seats where the kids are at, or stagger the area where they're at. So we've been able to limit that. Now, I will tell you, for the elementary kids, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Because they like sitting with each other and talking, but we're keeping them distance, but they can still yell across the room at each other, which is wonderful to see.
So if you had to describe the last 2 weeks or the first 2 weeks of that, you'd say reasonably normal?
I think it's reasonably normal. I mean, it has been a lot more effort.
Yeah.
On adapting.
Yeah, yes.
it's effort on everybody's part and adapting, but it's going real well. In fact, our Pot on Blue and Gold is tickets are going, which is that's also difficult in this environment, but we're ahead of schedule right now by a little bit, so we appreciate people's support on that. So
you're doing your drawing on Saturday, October 3rd, are you going to do that in the same area that you have in the past or not?
It's to be decided.
Okay.
we know when the date is, and we've got Father Marty lined up, ready to draw
yeah.
those tickets, so it's legit. And you get a 1 in 53 chance of winning some cash. But we'll decide what we're going to do on the 3rd.
Yeah, it's been a party atmosphere in the past. It probably will have to be a little bit different.
It'll be a little muted, no doubt
about that. Yeah. All right, we're talking about Notre Dame, and you've been in class, and you're so far so good. And Burlington, as we look at Burlington in general, the library continues to expand resources. They're still doing a lot of virtual events, but they are looking at moving to doing some. At least they've talked about it. It seems like we hit a roadblock. I'm not sure if that's the right way to put it. It's like we kept on getting open more and more and more. And then all of a sudden now it's like we're just sort of like in neutral. I'm not sure if that's the right way to put it.
I mean, our library staff has been absolutely outstanding providing services during this time. They have a lot of online services. And then we slowly started to open up the programs. And they're continuing to judge and be flexible every day. I think that's a key word for anybody right now is flexibility. You got to be flexible because it changes from day to day, and everybody's trying to do their absolute best by not creating a bigger problem, but still keeping services open. And that goes for our businesses in town too. You look all the time, they're working hard at trying to stay open, and we want them to stay open if
right.
we can.
Well, the past week, I had my water bill, and I also had my, and I got, was it, I think it was Saturday. Saturday, I finally got my property tax bill. You know, it's up, but not from the city of Burlington.
No, not from, unfortunately, the assessments are up, and so everybody in the county is dealing with a little increase in property taxes. The waterworks bill is going to continue to increase, at least on the wastewater, sewage, trash, about 3%. But the city, and then the Burlington Water Works, which is actually
right.
operates somewhat independent of the city of Burlington, believe it or not, has their part of it, and then the recycling has their part of it. So if you really want to get everything out of your water bill, you need to recycle. That'll help you with your trash, and we're working hard to keep us compliant with the federal mandates.
Well, the trash program has been a success.
I think so.
How many? How long have we had the containers now?
The containers would be going on a year and a half, I think. Yeah.
Okay. It's like it's just become normal now.
Yeah. And they look so much better, more uniform. You don't see as many cans tipped over because of wind or elements, and so it.
They're more stable.
On my time on council, I hope that that's not our only achievement. But I'm really proud of being the trash guy on city council.
All right. Well, the trash has been a success.
It has been a
good thing. I guess city budget in general. I guess as you look at it now, I know we'll have Jim Furno joining us next week, and mm-hmm. he'll talk more about that in detail. But reading the Hawkeye or looking at a headline of Hawkeye says city facing budget issues because of virus.
Yeah, we've said this several times here before. Some of our revenue streams are off, like the hotel motel tax and the sales tax and even road use tax. However, there are some funds there that are offsetting that, the CARES fund, We're looking to see some activity there. Our Medicaid reimbursement's helping us out a little bit on the fire department. So it's, but again, it's fluid and flexibility. And thankfully, we have a very good fiscal. Our city manager's good.
Right.
Also our fiscal manager, basically. So we're double dipping there. Thank you, Jim. But he's been excellent so far at getting us to where we could weather the storm. Now, if we were in the position we were 10, 12 years ago, things would be really, really tough.
Right.
But thankfully, we have our cash reserves. We have our financial policies. And there will be a couple projects that maybe are delayed a year or two as a result of this. But we're still, Central Avenue is almost done.
Yeah.
We're going to be working on Harrison and Summer Street. But a couple of those programs after them might be somewhat delayed.
Okay, but otherwise things are...
They're progressing.
They're progressing and near normal, and I do see that, you know, the Tama building is still sort of in limbo or holding. It's in a holding pattern right now.
He actually made a presentation to the historic preservation here in town that planning on finally, after getting state approval, will be turning dirt this fall. So it'd be good to see that project back underway. I do admire, I know he had some rough goes at the start, but I admire his tenacity to see this thing through. So
we're
trying to help him.
Yeah, it has been tough. And I see, the project, I see there, as I drive down, I see that the loft or the new apartment complex, that seems like it's... They're getting ready to do some work there.
I think the 1st of October, the one building, the Blau building, will open, and then they'll proceed on to the other one. The city will start working on a parking lot there at 5th and Valley to assist that project. We did get some somewhat dismaying news, but we're still confident it's going on that the Burlington PD or the Merge LLC project has been somewhat delayed because they did not get some housing tax credits they were looking for. However, they are looking at some other programs. They're still committed to it. It just might be delayed a year.
All right, Jen. Have a great one. We'll see you in a couple weeks.